We begin our prayers. Empowering God, you gave the church the abiding presence of your Holy Spirit. Look upon your church today and hear our petitions. I will end each petition with, Lord, in your mercy, and you will respond, hear our prayer. We pray for the church that in these times of fear and isolation, that it will be a beacon of God's light to comfort its people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all leaders in our municipal, provincial, and federal offices that they will continue to make decisions that keep all people safe from this pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world that we may get through this COVID-19 crisis and that all the world's healthcare researchers can share information to develop a vaccine and treatment. We pray that all nations will cooperate to share resources to protect both those on the front line and those most at risk. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are stricken with the virus, those who are vulnerable and afraid, those for whom the self-isolation is causing distress and loneliness, those who have lost jobs and businesses, and especially to those in our long-term care and nursing homes, shelters, and prisons. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our parish. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have departed and for those who mourn them. While we cannot be with the families or friends to share their grief, we keep them in our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that, gathered and directed by your Spirit, we may confess Christ as Lord and combine our diverse gifts with a singular passion to continue his mission in this world until we join in your eternal praise. Amen.